What I think about digital sales is that for a local band, it gives you a way of kind of marketing yourself. Because if you have a band, it's like I'll say for example, French Soul Party, when they had French Kissing Out, and it was on the Radio 1 playlist, they decided as a band that they wouldn't. The single was actually, it was free. They made it free, so so every single one of them fans that was listening to the Radio 1 and thought that they were at least half decent could go onto their website and buy it for free. Now that's a good marketing thing in a weird way, because they think, oh well, they've got that one person, and after that they might want to buy a few singles of theirs or an album or an EP. And I think that's just the way it is now. We as BBC Introduce, and we ask for uploads because it's a lot more easier for me as a producer to select a playlist, because it's they don't have to put it, in a sleeve anymore, and they don't have to, send it to an address and post it, go down the road and post it. They can just literally get a mastered song, put it on the BBC Introducing Uploader, click the regions where it wants to go to, and it'll get pinged in my inbox within a few minutes. And that them songs I then listen to, and then ultimately I pick out the playlist for that evening. And I tend to have on average I get 160 songs per week into my BBC Introducing Uploader, and I'm lucky enough to produce a show which is on for 3 hours on BBC Radio Leeds, so I get to play at least 30 of them tracks for airplay. So it's a really tough market to do, because obviously, 120 of them tracks are going to get passed away. But I think that that's just the way it is. I think that some of the bands that I listen to, some fantastic ways of, getting digital music to us. And there's a lot of things like SoundCloud, and people are using Bandcamp a little bit more. But what we like to do for BBC Introducing is tell them to come to us, to come to our site to upload stuff, and put it onto our Introducing Uploader. Because yes, they can say to us, oh, check us out, and here's my SoundCloud song, here's my track on SoundCloud. But what we like to do is have the tracks come to us, because we can forward them to for playlists, and we can forward them to festivals. Because when we do that, then the people in the head office will then type their band name in and then get their tracks easily. So it's just kind of, it works a little bit more as a kind of intranet kind of database.